Good morning to all of you. Welcome to Trinity Chapel. Ask that you would note the announcement on the bottom of the page before we begin. This evening at 7 o'clock in Meyer Hall in the seminar room, there will be a presentation by Reverend Ivo Sildigs. He's from the Latvian Lutheran Church. And so this is a group of Lutheran pastors and congregations that have pulled out of a much more liberal church body over there. That alone is its own struggle and interesting story, but also to have been to be in a country that's come out of communism not so long ago is also very interesting. I think you'll find the talk very fascinating tonight. That's at 7 o'clock tonight, and everyone is invited for that. Today we use the Office of Prime. You'll find that beginning on page 108 in the front part of your hymn book. Please join me there for the versicles and Gloria Patri. Haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. May be seated for our reading. The passage for our consideration today from God's holy word is recorded in St. Paul's letter to the congregation in Ephesus, the 5th chapter, beginning with verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would now strengthen our faith through them. Amen. Many years ago, when I was a pastor up in the Twin Cities, there was a young lady from my congregation, probably in her mid to late 20s, and She started attending an adult confirmation class. Now, she herself had already gone through confirmation in 8th and 9th grade and had gone off to college at the University of Minnesota and now had decided to come and take these classes again, which I thought was interesting. Once in a while that happens in a congregation. And so after the class one night, there were maybe 10 people there, I came up to her and I said, I'm really happy to see you here. Thanks for coming. And she said, well, I have to be here. I said, why? She said, well, when I went to the university, I got really enamored with a certain teacher who was really a nice person, nice guy and great teacher. But I realized after a while he was starting to talk me out of my faith. I was starting to question things in the Bible. And I was starting to have doubts about Christianity and my Savior. And she said, at the time, I didn't realize it was happening. But later on, it kind of shook her to realize that she had almost lost her faith. St. Paul is talking to the people in Ephesus and to the church at large through the centuries about this very problem. That there are real forces at work in the world, sometimes in very friendly ways, trying to talk us out of our faith and to tear us away from Christ. Once we've been brought to faith in Jesus as our Savior and brought to appreciate what he did for us on the cross and how he shed his blood to wipe away all of our guilt before God, your personal sins wiped away by his blood, and once we come to learn that simply by trusting in him in our hearts that we have this wonderful future ahead of us after we die, the resurrection of our bodies and the glorious entrance into heaven. But once we've been blessed to treasure that through the gift of faith, we immediately come under attack from the devil and the world and our sinful flesh. Wherever Jesus Christ is found in this world, there will be a cross. And that cross that we bear as Christians is having our name affiliated with that saving name of Christ. Listen to what a professor and theologian in the 1800s, Dr. Walther, said. As soon as a person sides with the Lord Jesus Christ, he breaks his peace with the world and Satan. And they, the world and Satan, they arm themselves to conquer and reclaim the soul that has been escaped from them. As soon as a person overcomes his evil heart through Christ's grace, he enters a battle with evil days. And that's why St. Paul is giving us this warning. This is a battle that you and I, as believers in Christ, will face the rest of our lives. And those enemies of our faith will try to get at us from every possible angle, even things we might not initially expect. A couple years ago, about a year and a half ago, up in the northern part of the Twin Cities, Oak Park Heights, there was a lady that had purchased a home. And she had done a walkthrough a couple times with different people before purchasing it. But after living there about 3-4 months, she found a snake down in her basement. And then a couple days later, another little snake. And then a few days later, another little snake. And within 6 months, she found 95 snakes in her home. And called an exterminator, and they came and found another 200 just outside of the house out in the basement. And they were coming in every possible place. They were coming in through the siding, and any tiny, the exterminator said any hole the size of a pencil would a snake was going to try to get into her home. That's how the devil tries to get at us. Any possible little way, from any possible angle that he can find to take away your love for Christ. Because he knows how important it is. He knows how significant your faith is. And if he can find any little way through a person, through a teacher, through a book, through a movie, through whatever it is, to get at your faith and steal it away from you, he knows he will win the battle. And that's why St. Paul says in this text, walk circumspectly. It's an interesting word. Circum has to do with a circle. That means looking around. Spectly has to do with spectacles, like looking and seeing. It's a word that describes how a soldier should go into a battlefield, that they need to be careful in watching every possible angle that's all around them. He says, walk around carefully. In fact, the Greek word that's used here for careful is the same word from which we get acrobat. the way an acrobat would walk carefully on a tightrope, let's say. So these are the words that God uses in Scripture. Now, God doesn't want us to be paranoid. We don't have to be paranoid. We walk with Christ, the great champion of all evil and all devils. At the same time, to walk carefully and circumspectly, to be cautious and to pay attention. And he says that we should be redeeming the time. That's what that young lady was doing in my adult instruction class, redeeming the time. She was taking time out of her life to buy back her faith, to make sure that she would hold on to Christ and retain him the rest of her life. Luther says, be willing to steal and rob time that will benefit your faith. And notice the way that we are to do that, St. Paul says. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So we do this by worship. The verses right after this instruct us to go to worship with one another, as you're doing even right now. I still remember at age 4 watching my uncles gather around my grandfather's deathbed and singing hymns to him just to uplift him and strengthen him in his faith. There's a great strengthening that happens when we worship together and congregate around God's word and sacraments. And typically the world and the devil make their best inroads against Christians when they can take a Christian soul and isolate it away from fellow believers. And so there's strength in numbers in this way. When we confess the creeds together, when we stand and unite together and confess our faith in our Lord, we are there strengthening one another on our great walk. And we're looking forward to the day when we will be standing together and singing God's praises around the throne of the Lamb in heaven. Amen. Please rise now and join with me in the responsory. You will find that again on page 108. Page 108. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.